What is a pre-existing relationship with an investor, and when do you need to have one? So in Regulation D, Rule 506B, which is the original Regulation D, Rule 506, one of the requirements is that you cannot find your investors through any means of general advertising or solicitation. So the way to prove that is to show that you have a pre-existing relationship with every investor before you offer them an opportunity to invest with you. The SEC, through a series of no action letters, has come up with kind of a loose determination of what is a pre-existing relationship. And generally, they've deemed that it's not the length of time you've known somebody, but it's the quality of the relationship. How well do you know and understand their financial situation? So it really boils down to whether you already know before you make them an offer if they are credited or sophisticated. So you could have known somebody for 30 years, maybe they were your third grade teacher, but you really don't have any idea of what their financial situation is until you have a conversation with them about that. So it really behooves you to have frank and open conversations with potential investors and talk about their investing goals, and to ensure that their investing goals match the investment opportunity you have to offer. And once you have a better understanding of whether they meet the definition of accredited or sophisticated or any other financial criteria that you need to meet for your exemption, then you can make offers to them to invest with you. That's a pre-existing relationship.